I'd like to welcome everybody to the July the 28th, 2022 meeting of the City of Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. All those wishing to give testimony during these proceedings will please sign in. The witnesses will be sworn in prior to giving testimony. All proceedings of the Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals are recorded. Decisions of this board are final. Challenges to the decisions of the Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals must be filed through the Superior Court of Chatham County. At this time, if you have cell phones or any other noise-making devices, if you will, please silence those now and join me in the prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. Father, we just thank you for a time to come together today to do the business of this city. Lord, we thank you for Savannah and for the people here. Lord, we just ask your blessings on these proceedings, ask you to give us wisdom and help us to make right decisions. Lord, I pray for your blessings on our aldermen and our mayor and the leaders of our city, Lord, to give them wisdom and just guide them in the way you'd have them to go. Father, we ask your blessings on the marriages and families of Savannah and Chatham County, and we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. We have one request for an item to be removed from the final agenda that is withdrawn. That is 2819 Ogeechee Road. It was the reestablishment of a non-conforming use. 22-003124. Do I hear a motion to remove this from the final agenda? All right. Mrs. Jones has made a motion to remove this item from the agenda. Is there a second to the motion?
Second it.
Seconded by Mr. Condon. Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
And Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
All right. The motion passes and this item will be removed. Next, we have the approval of the minutes from the June 23rd, 2022 meeting. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes.
All right. Mr. Hall has made a motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
And Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
All right. The motion passes and the minutes are approved. Next, we'll have the approval of the final agenda as you see it before you. If everyone's okay with that, if someone would like to make a motion.
Motion to approve the final agenda.
Second. All
right. Mr. Plunk has made a motion to approve the final agenda. It's seconded by Mrs. Jarrett. Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
And Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
All right. Motion passes and the final agenda is approved. If there's anyone here that's going to give testimony today, if you'll please stand and repeat after me. And if you're at home and plan on tuning in online, if you'll do the same. I solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Okay. All right. First on the agenda, we're going to hear request for variance 2131 Alabama Avenue, number 22-003120.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and board members. Melissa Latto, MPC staff. Let me open up some of the attachments. Okay. The subject property we are here to speak of at 2131 Alabama is a rectangular parcel of 5,370 square feet, with approximately 52.5 feet of frontage on the south side of Alabama Avenue. The lot is currently developed with a 2,180 square foot single family residence. And with an attached small front porch. This was built circa 1950, concrete block structure. The lot currently is non-conforming at 41% or 2,180 square feet of building coverage, and the front porch is slightly encroaching into the required front yard setback by 14 inches. The subject property has vehicular access on the north side of the lot from a driveway off Alabama Avenue. Here is the existing front porch. It's basically a stoop with some stairs. Here is the facing Alabama Avenue. Some surrounding properties that have front porches close to their street. And this is the side yard of the structure. It takes up a lot of the property. So this is what they're proposing to do. The applicant is requesting to reduce the north front yard setback from 20 feet to 15 feet 6 inches, and to increase the maximum building coverage from 40% to 44%, with a total of 2,313 square feet of building coverage on the property. The applicant proposes to demolish the existing front covered porch and stairs, which currently measures 5 feet in width and 3 feet 6 inches in depth, in order to construct a 133 square foot front porch that would be 7 feet in depth and 9 feet and 2 1/8 inch in width. Let me show you the site plan. It shows the existing front porch and then what is being proposed. Staff does not find the proposed request for a front porch to be injurious to the neighborhood or otherwise detrimental to the public health, safety, or welfare. However, the variances are not consistent with the intent of this ordinance and the comprehensive plan. The lot width of 52 feet 6 inches is 7 feet 6 inches less than the RSF 6 zoning requirement of 60 feet. And so they are a deficit. They have a deficit of the required minimum lot width. And they also have a deficit in the minimum lot area. They are 5,370 square feet, which is 630 square feet deficit of the 6,000 square feet minimum lot area. So the combination of a regular lot width and size is peculiar to this piece of property, rendering this site as unique and unusual. The literal interpretations of the provisions of the regulations would not deprive the applicant of rights enjoyed by other properties in the same zoning district under terms of this ordinance. The construction of a larger front porch that would reduce the minimum front yard setback and increase the maximum building coverage on the site is not a requirement in the RSF 6 zoning district. Based on the variance criteria, staff recommends denial of the variances requested for 2131 Alabama Avenue. The architect is here to answer any questions and present, and I am here as well.
Thank you. Are there any questions for staff? Go ahead, Mr. Condon.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks.
It appears in the photos, and correct me if I'm wrong, that most of these houses are consistently at the same setback. In those days, in the 50s, obviously the zoning was different.
Right. That's what I wanted to reflect. And also the architect will probably speak more about that. There is a type of development pattern that was there, but because of the zoning code now, I have to base it on what is
what it is currently.
Yes, sir.
But it is sort of consistent throughout, and most of these houses do have a small front porch on them.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions for staff? Okay, would the applicant please come forward and state your name for the record and sign in?
Hi, my name is Matthew Hallett. I'm Hallett & Co. Design here in Savannah. Melissa, can you do me one favor and just switch back to the Sagis? You had the Sagis overview up earlier.
The vicinity map?
Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you. So obviously this neighborhood was built out before modern zoning, which explains why the lot coverage doesn't fit modern zoning, why the lot width doesn't fit our modern zoning, but also all the houses across the street on the north side of the street, all the houses on that side of the street all have expansive front porches that come almost to the curbs. If you look at across Alabama Ave, the two houses on the corner, you'll see how close those houses are to the curb. And those are just large, expansive, classic Savannah porches. So this house is actually one of the outliers. Now, truly, the house to the west of this one also has the same small porch this house has. Probably they're both built in 1950s, once air conditioning became popular and we weren't hanging out on our porches anymore. But people now are looking to have porches and interact with their neighbors again, which I think is something we all like. I would also say that because it's a porch we're adding to the front versus, we're not adding a living room to the front of the house, that's a lot less of an impact on the neighborhood. It's just going to be an open porch with a roof. It's going to feel much more like the rest of the neighborhood than what is there now, since we are one of the two houses that only has a little tiny front stoop where the rest of the houses have large porches. So we're only asking for a 4.5 foot change to the setback. We're still going to be 15 and a half feet. Our porch is still going to be 15 and a half feet behind the property line, which is much further than the houses across the street are behind their curb line. So that is really it from me.
Are there any questions for the applicant? Go ahead, Mrs. Jarrett.
Okay, so do you have an idea, or can you give me a number of how many of the houses, what percentage of the houses are closer and encroach into that 20-foot setback?
I did not do that. I didn't know how far you would want me to go.
Okay.
Out from
the existing house already encroaches into that setback, correct?
Yes,
by 14 inches?
Yes. So, within a couple inches, yes.
So we're really looking for 3.5 feet rather than 4.5 feet.
More than what is there currently. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions for the applicant? Great. Thank you very much. At this time, are there any members of the public that would like to speak concerning this petition? If you want to, or if you're online, use the raise your hand feature. We'll recognize you. All right. Well, in that case, we'll enter into board discussion. Mrs. Jarrett, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Sometimes our zoning isn't exactly perfect, and it appears that there are several houses in this neighborhood that do exceed that 20-foot setback.
Mr. Evans?
Nothing to add.
Mr. Plump?
Nope.
Mr. Condon? Mr. Hall?
No.
Mrs. Jones?
Yes. I feel that with the porches, because most of the older houses have a stoop, and I can see some of them having an expanded porch, and I don't see why it should not be approved.
Would someone like to make a motion?
I moved for approval of the front porch.
Okay, Mrs. Jones has made a motion to grant the variance and that's needed to build the porch. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mrs. Jarrett. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plump?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
And Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
All right, the motion passes and the variance is approved. Next, we're going to hear a request for variance for 601 West 37th Street, Unit A and B, 22-003126.
All right, give me a minute to open up some of the items. Okay, the subject property is a rectangular parcel of 6,900 square feet in size, with approximately 60 feet of frontage on the south side of West 37th Street. The lot is currently developed with a 2,629 square foot two-family residence. Let me show you the sandbar map. The historic main building was constructed in 1916 and is a contributing resource within the National Register Kyler Brownville Historic District and the local Kyler Brownville Historic District. At some point between 1966 and 2022, the main house became a two-family residence. Per the Sanborn map, there was an accessory building that existed in this location historically. The second structure, which is visible on the 1966 map to the rear of the property, was a carriage house, but was one story. The lot currently is conforming at 37.7% or 2,629 square feet of building coverage. The proposed carriage house, I'll show you the area where they're suggesting, which is, this is the front of 37th. This would be the rear of the property with a lane. The proposed carriage house would be an additional 768 square feet of building coverage to the property, with a total proposed building coverage of 48.7%. And the subject property has vehicular access to the rear of in the lane, as well as the front. Let me show you the site plans. Okay, so the applicant is requesting to reduce the rear yard setback from 5 feet to 0 feet and to increase the required maximum building coverage from 40% to 48.7%, with a total of 3,397 square feet of building coverage on the property. On October 27th, 2021, the Savannah Historic Preservation Commission, Kyler Brownville Historic District, approved a certificate of appropriateness for the proposed two-story garage dwelling unit carriage house. The subject property currently is conforming with the development standards in the TR1 zoning district. Proposed accessory dwelling unit, carriage house, to the principal dwelling would provide an additional 768 square feet of building coverage and would have a total of 3,397 square feet, or 48.7%. Because the principal building has been converted into a two-family use, the maximum building coverage in the TR1 zoning district is 40% for duplexes, triplex, or quadruplexes. And then they identify below it as other uses, which would assume a single family would be 50%. So that's where the building coverage comes to play, where the conversion of, to a duplex. Ms. Leah McCulloch is here to speak about this property, the principal building, and the overlay district in regard to the rear setback requirement for carriage houses. Hi, everyone.
Good morning.
Leah Mahalik, Director of Historic Preservation at the MPC. So the overlay, and I'm going to pretend I know where your files are here. The historic overlay for, I'm not going to address the lot coverage. I'm only going to address the setbacks, which is what was discussed at the HPC meeting. So, and when we were helping the applicant design the project, we suggested a zero lane setback for two reasons. One, that's consistent with the historic development pattern throughout this entire historic district. And you could see that in that Sanborn map too, even specifically on the site. And another reason is that, which one is your report? That one, your
it
report.
Is this one.
Okay.
You want Sam
one? The COA report.
Oh.
There it is. Yep. So when staff was reviewing it, and then when the board made a decision under the overlay, which trumps the base zoning, basically, if it addresses a development standard for accessory buildings, it says, bear with me.
New accessory structures may have up to a 5-foot lane setback to allow a turning radius into the garage. It doesn't say it must. It doesn't say it can't be zero, you know, things of that nature. So that's why, you know, we said the standard is met here, things like that, even though TR1, I think, says it has to be 3. So do you have any questions for me?
Or any questions for staff?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Mrs. Jarrett.
So first question is, how is the parking being handled? And how many units do we have there? I saw 2 meters on the side of the house.
So at the time when we did the, well, they're adding an accessory dwelling unit, mm-hmm. which doesn't require an off-street parking space. But I don't think that we were aware when we did the, well, we don't address interior use, but I still don't think that we were aware that there were 2 units in the front building, which each one of those would require 1 off-street parking space. So let's see. So they are proposing 1 spot inside of the new garage, 1 spot here, and 2 spots here for 3 units.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions for staff?
I have one.
Go ahead.
With the auxiliary, is this being redone, or was it there once before? Was there a building there before?
There was a building in that exact location. Mm-hmm. At least until 1966.
Okay.
Any other questions for staff? Thank you all very much. Would the applicant please come forward and state your name for the record?
Oh, I just wanted to mention that staff's recommending approval.
No, busy. Okay. Eric Taylor. When I met with the MPC, MPC said that we could do 0 setbacks, so I went to an architect and we designed according to what they told us. And then we went to building safety, now they're saying that it can't be at 0. So I went back to MPC and here we are.
Are there any questions for the applicant?
So do you intend to move the building back a little bit?
What do you mean by move it back? To put it on 0, because they have a setback between the 2 buildings has to be 10 feet.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, 10 feet between the existing house and the one that we're in the build.
Could be tight as far as turning radius goes, but you're okay.
Any other questions for the applicant? None. Thank you very much, sir. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak concerning this petition? If you're online, use the raise your hand feature. We'll recognize you. All right. Well, moving on to board discussion. Mrs. Jarrett, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No, thanks.
Mr. Evans?
No.
Mr. Plunk? Mr. Condon?
No, sir.
Mr. Hall?
No.
Mrs. Jones?
No.
Okay. Would someone like to make a motion?
Motion to approve the petition request.
Second.
All right. Mr. Hall has made a motion to approve the request for variance. And Mr. Plunk has seconded that motion. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right, Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
And Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes and the request for variance is approved. Next, we're going to hear the variance request for 122 Croatian, how you say it? Croatan Street. File number 22-003131.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and board members.
Good morning. Good morning.
Just a couple of things before we get started. I wanted to address that the applicant name has been changed. It was being corrected. And the variance for 122 is 4'6" and not 4 feet. And if it's okay with the board, I would like to present 122 and 123 at the same time. Is that okay?
It's okay to present them. We're going to have to vote on them separately, but yeah.
Okay. Before you, I have 122 and 123. Croton Street. The subject property is located in the Oakhurst neighborhood. Before you, I have the map for 122 and 123. 122 is highlighted in blue, and 123 is directly to the right of it. And just to give the board a slightly better overview, this is the area of the 122 and 123. And this is the front view of 122, and directly to the right is 123. The petition is requesting a 4'6" side yard variance from the 5-foot yard setback requirement for the existing single family residency. And for 123, the petition is requesting a 40-foot width lot variance from the 60-foot width requirement for a proposed single family residency. 123, the subject property is 0.07 acres in size with a lot width of 30 feet. 123 Croton Street is 3,000 square feet undeveloped lot. The petition is requesting variance for the 40 foot with the minimum for RSL6 zoning district is 60. The requested variance is not consistent with the general pattern of the neighborhood. The requested minimum lot width variance would interrupt the existing pattern of 60-foot lot width established in the neighborhood. The property is unusual. The subject property width is half of the size of the parcels in the neighborhood. The applicant is proposing to increase the lot width of the property by 10 feet, therefore creating a need for a side yard variance on the adjacent property, 122, while the subject property is still non-conforming. Applicant proposes to construct a single family residency on the subject property. The literal interpretation of the regulations would not deprive the applicant of any rights enjoyed by the rest of the community. The subject property is currently buildable with a 30-foot lot and no variance is necessary, which would also keep the adjacent lot conforming. In addition, the subject property could be developed on a 35-foot lot width, therefore removing the request for a side yard variance on 122 Croton Street and not creating two hardships. The variance, if granted, would not be the minimum variance needed for the property as proposed. If the variance is granted, it would require a side yard variance for 122 Croton Street. Based upon the review criteria, staff recommend denial of the requested variance for 123. And moving on to 122, the subject property is 0.20 acres in size and has a lot width of 90 feet. It is located in the Oakhurst neighborhood and is consistent with the single family detached residencies in the area. The petitioner is proposing to move the property line on 123, 10 feet, and also have a site plan that is provided. I will zoom in. And I hope this makes things a little bit clearer. The increased lot width creates a need for a side yard variance for the subject property due to the fact the proposed property line encroaches on the 5-foot side yard requirement. In addition, the increase in lot width to the adjacent parcel does not meet the developmental standard for this zoning classification, therefore creating a need for a lot width and side yard variance. Although the requested side yard variance would not interrupt the existing pattern of the development, in addition, it is not injurious nor is detrimental to the public health or welfare of the neighborhood, as well as adjacent properties having side yard variances. This side yard variance is being created by the applicant and they are creating their own hardship. Based upon the review of the criteria, staff recommends denial of the variance for 122 Croton Street as well. staff will now take any questions, and I believe the applicant is here as well.
Okay. Are there any questions for staff? Mr. Condon, go ahead.
So lot number 123 is buildable as a 30-foot, 3,000-square-foot lot without a variance?
Yes.
Any other questions for staff?
If both are sort of variances requested for both lots were approved and structures were built, what would the setbacks be as to sort of what would be the distance between the structures that were constructed?
Based upon the site plan that the applicant has submitted, it looks like 4 feet 6 inches.
As to the new lot line, as to both structures on both lots?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions for staff?
Yes, just to be clear on 122, there would just be a 6-inch side yard if this is granted, is that right?
The side yard would be four feet, 6 inches.
Instead of 5?
Right.
Okay, so, okay, thank you.
Anyone else? Thank you very much. Would the applicant please come forward and state your name for the record?
Good morning, Chairman.
Good morning.
Board, Robert Portman, Barnard Architects. Go over to some exhibits that I brought in. First of all, a 30-foot wide lot would give us a 15-foot wide house, taken out of the setbacks. The average width of the houses in the neighborhood are about 24, 25 feet wide. This is the reason why we're requesting a minor subdivision, moving Croton, 123 Croton, 40 feet wide. The result of that would allow us a 24 and a half feet wide house on 123 Croton Street, which is this gray house here. It would allow us to have a garage. Garages need to be 22 feet deep. We can't do a garage in 15 feet deep. So the reason for the subdivision was to get a quality size house built on 123 Croton Street. The 40-foot subdivision is 4.5 feet from the face of 122 Croton Street. To prevent both houses, both faces of houses, to be fire rated, we needed a 10-foot separation. So what we're showing on this exhibit, on the cross-hatch exhibit at 10 feet, is this 10-foot zone. So the new residents at 123 Croton Street, we would actually have it at a distance further beyond the 5-foot required setback line, just to go ahead and just to make sure we have a 10-foot separation between the houses. And I would, I'd request the board's approval and motion to allow us to have the 40-foot subdivision. I believe there's only one other lot that's like this, that's 30 and 90, 120 feet. And that's that lot is 120 feet. I may misspeak there, but again, we feel that the scale and proportion of a larger house would be welcome in the neighborhood, and we cannot build on a 30-foot wide lot. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions for the applicant? Mr. Condon, you got a question? Go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
The one of the things that we try and do as a board, and I'm speaking only for myself, one of the things that we try and do as a board is to make sure that if we make allowances and grant variances, that it meets sort of certain standards. And one of them, and it's an important standard to us, is that whatever we allow fits with the rest of the street, the block, et cetera. And we really don't reach much beyond the block that you're on. When we go back to that map, all but two houses on the block are on 60-foot lots. Yeah, if we go back to this. So it's really a neighborhood of predominantly 60-foot lots with, let's say, 35, 40-foot houses on them. If we get into this, it's a slippery slope, speaking only for myself now. It's a slippery slope when we get into stretching 30 feet into 40 feet. You know, this is actually historically four lots. If there were four lots and you wanted to do a minor subdivision, two lots, and you've got two 60-footers, our job is much easier.
Yeah, I agree.
What you're asking us to do here is actually remarkably more difficult than you realize, because there's sort of long-term implications for the rest of the neighborhood. You did it for him, why won't you do it for me? And so if you have an existing 30-foot lot, I'm not offering advice here, I'm just making a statement. If you have an existing 30-foot lot historically, you're allowed to build on it. You don't necessarily have to build a 15-foot house. And if you're not successful today, my non-recommendation, an idea that I'm floating in the air, is that you work with the MPC on a way to make your 30-foot lot work with a 20-foot house. So my question to you basically is that, no, it's not a question, I'm sorry.
Any other questions for the applicant? Thank you very much. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak concerning this petition? If you're online, again, I'll remind you to use the raise your hand feature. Anyone online? We do have one. Mr. Scott, would you like to say something?
Yeah, I was just wondering. I don't mind the progress, but long as they, whoever gets that done, this be responsible for what they put in those houses. You know what I'm saying? A rental property, if it's going to be a rental property, I hope the landlord is going to be responsible for who they put in there.
We're having a hard time understanding you with the background noise.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm just first time with this. Can you hear me now?
Can you speak up a little bit, please?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Give it a try.
Yeah, I was just wondering, I don't mind progress, but as long as they put what they pull the land on is, they are responsible for the property. Can you hear me?
No, sir, not really. Try moving your phone or your laptop in a better direction. Yeah, mute one of those devices. All right, Mr. Scott, if you got something to say, we're going to need to tune in pretty soon.
Let me get rid of, you say I got to get rid of one of the devices. Let me get rid of one of the devices. Let me cut this off.
All right, it seems Mr. Scott's having some technical difficulties here. Are there any other members of the public that would like to speak?
May I?
Well, yeah, normally I'd give you a chance to rebut, but.
I would like to rebuttal to Mr. Khan, to your comment. And looking at this particular area neighborhood, we're the only 30-foot lot. This is the only 30-foot lot that I'm seeing. if there were any actions of any of the other property folks that see this and see an approval, they would have to be either not in this neighborhood, or they want to divide, say, an existing 120-foot lot that doesn't have a property line on it. Furthermore, it's even staff has said the property is unusual and particular. The subject property is lot width is half the size of the parcels in the neighborhood. So we're just looking for a lot width where we can have, again, a house width that is common with the other houses in the neighborhood. But thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Scott, you want to speak? Mr. Scott, I think you're muted. All right, Mr. Scott, we can't wait on you any longer. All right, if there's no other questions for staff, or I've got one question.
Oh, hello.
Mr. Hello. Scott,
yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm new to this. I was just wondering. I don't care. I don't mind the progress stuff, but I hope the landlords are responsible. Whoever they put in there. That's the only problem I had with it.
Well, I understand that really outside of our purview, but certainly okay. Comments.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, because I live right across the street, and I don't know what's going on because, you know, rentals, sometimes they can be rough on the neighborhood. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay.
All right. The request for 122 is the side yard setback, correct?
Yes.
And then the request for 123, the variance is for?
Increasing the lot.
Lot coverage. Okay. Increasing the size of the lot. Yeah.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Mr. Jared.
Increasing the lot coverage, though, makes it still a non-conforming lot as far as the 6,000 square foot. What he has now is a lot that's non-conforming, but buildable because it exists. And what he's asking us to do is to create another non-conforming lot and allow him to build on it, correct?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Mr. Connor.
You had mentioned during your presentation that there was an additional variance that would be required. What would that be?
The additional variance that would be required is the side yard variance for the adjacent property.
But that one has not been, been through the process or had been posted.
No, yes. So the additional variance, if 123 is granted, then he would need the variance that he applied for 122. So it's causing another need for a variance.
I see. So, okay. That makes it a little more clear for me too. All right. Do you have anything you want to add before we go into board discussion?
No, you're all set. You're all set. He cleared it up.
I'm just requesting a clarification of that statement of an additional variance. Robert Portman, Barner Architects.
So for 123, the variance requested is the increase in lot width from 30 to 40 feet, moving the property line. And if that variance is granted, then you need a variance for 122 based on the proposed site plan of a side yard variance for the 4'6".
Which Robert Portman, Barner Architects, both of those are being presented this morning.
Yes. Okay, I understand.
I thought if there was approval of this, we would have to go.
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's the way it sounded, but I understand. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Is anybody else a little confused by the staff report, or is it just me?
Not anymore, but if you have a question for staff, now's the time to do it.
I'm not sure what it would be other than I'm just very confused.
So they want the item number 6 is a request to move that lot line to change the size of the lot. If he gets that, he's got to have a variance for his the side yard setback. Excuse me. Side yard setback.
Which is variance number 5.
Yeah. If he doesn't get number 6, he's not going to need number 5 anyway.
So 123.
Yeah, 123 is a 30 foot wide lot. He wants to make it 40 feet wide.
Okay, the way I'm reading it is he's trying to make a 20 foot lot. Requesting a 40 foot width lot variance from the 60 foot width requirement. That's what I'm saying. I'm just very off today, or it's not presented the right way.
So the zoning is RSF6 zoning. So the 60 foot is the required lot width for any property in the zone. He is proposing to move it to 40, which is also still non-conforming to the 60 requirement, therefore needing the variance. And because he's asking for that variance, it requires another variance for 122 because he's moving a property line closer to the existing building, encroaching on the five yard requirement.
If you're trying to take a 60 foot lot to 40 foot, would it not normally be presented as a 20 foot variance?
When you move the lot line, it changes the side yard setback for the existing house.
Okay, I think I understand the concept here. I'm just, I feel like the staff report is worded in a way it is not usually done. I just wanted to point that out as well. Thank you.
I wanted to clarify that there were no additional letters of support or opposition from the neighborhood. No one other than Mr. Scott who phoned in. Y'all didn't receive anything?
Correct.
Any other questions for staff or the petitioner or anybody else? Just want to make sure everybody's clear on what's going on. So Mrs. Jarrett, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Outside of the fact that one variance as opposed to two variances seems like a logical thing to do, but no.
Okay, Mr. Evans, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, sure. So I think that my colleagues on the board may have had some concerns about creating what would end up being two non-conforming lots. But in my view, in doing so, what we're doing is making each lot somewhat closer to the historical pattern and really the objectives of the zoning law in that area, in getting closer to the 60 feet on each lots, and certainly there would be, you know, small variances on the setbacks, but that I don't think is the petitioner's making. I think that's just a historical anomaly, because you had 120 foot lot that should have been 260 foot lots for some reason was 90 and 30, and there was a structure built there. So, you know, we're dealing with something that's effectively non-conforming, and this is bringing it closer in line with the objectives of the zoning law. So I would offer my support.
Okay. Mr. Plunk?
I tend to agree with Mr. Evans in that the 30-foot lot, there's going to be an abnormality here no matter how it's developed. And I guess we're just kind of meeting in the middle here with the proposal, but I can certainly understand the other side as well, but that's all.
Mr. Condon? Okay. Mr. Hall?
No.
Mrs. Jones?
No.
Okay. Would someone care to make a motion? Let's might as well deal with six first. Yeah. For 123 Croton Street, for the lot increase. Someone would like to make a motion concerning that one?
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Okay. Mrs. Jarrett has made a motion to approve staff recommendation, which
is denial.
Denial for request for variance or request for a variance to do the lot and size increase. Is there a second to the motion? All right. There's no second to that motion. The motion fails. Would someone like to make another motion?
I'd move to approve the variance.
All right, Mr. Evans has made a motion to approve the request for variance to increase the lot size. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Plunk. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right, we're hearing none. Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
No.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
All right, the motion passes and the variance request to increase the lot size is approved. Next, we're going to hear, I would entertain a motion for item number five, the request for variance for 122 Croton Street for the side yard setback.
Move to approve the variance.
Mr. Evans has made a motion to approve the variance for the side yard setback. Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Plump. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right, Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
No.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plump?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
All right, the motion is approved and the request for side yard variance setback is approved. And if there is no further business, we will adjourn.